Did I say what I said the last time? You better try to back that thing up and praise God and go find out what it is you got. Amen. Sing that song that Andre Crouchdom used to sing. Take me back, take me back, take me back where I first believed, praise God. Because if you can get out there and you can just do anything you want to and it doesn't bother you, it doesn't make you unhappy, then praise God, there's a good possibility, praise God, that you don't have what you think you have. Amen. So and that's one thing about temptation. Praise God. God will give us, every last one of us, with a temptation. He will give us a way to escape that thing.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune in to the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
As though they have none. Those who are weep, as those who weep, as if though they had not wept. Those who rejoice, as though they have not rejoiced. Those who buy, though they have not possessed. And those who use this world as not misusing it. For this form of this world is passing away. So he's saying that things are happening and things are changing. Paul was talking here in the close. Paul was talking here and persecution, the people was being persecuted, church was, you will find that from this, that this is getting close to the end of AD 70 with Paul, when the church and when Jerusalem was destroyed by Titus, and at the end here, he's getting them to understand that time is winding up. If you're married, it's all right. If you're not married, it's all right. It ain't about that. So what, all I'm saying to you today, that we're living in some perilous times, some things that are happening. You got to find the gift that God has given you. If you, if God give you the gift of being married, then hang in there. If you're already widowed and want to be married, then you pray. If you're single and want to be married, pray. But keep yourself from immorality. Keep yourself from fornication. Keep yourself from adultery. Keep yourself from the things that's going to cause you to be, there'll be the division in your life and division in your marriage and cause all these upsets and all this stuff that's happening around the world today. And church folks are falling left and right. People are giving up left and right, all kinds of things. Church folks are divorcing rapidly, day by day, because of things that is happening in their life. But see, we got to get back to love one another. We got to get back to loving one another. Give that which you want from that marriage. You give that what's going to be benefiting you. You give to your husband. Tell your husband you love him. Tell your wife you love. Tell them, do what needs to be done to make your relationship spark. Make it so that what your children will benefit from what God has done in your marriage. See, your children got to see an example. God want a godly heritage, and God want to do something for you so that what other young people can look and see that what you can make it. What if everybody started divorcing and divorcing on for any reason at all? You don't want to just divorce for any reason. Hang in there. Make it work. Make it work. You're an example to somebody else. That young people are coming along. And let me tell you something. A divorce hurts. It hurts. So Paul says this, that every man what have is what? Own wife, every woman have a wife, have her own husband. Let them they what? Avoid and render the proper affection that's due one another. Don't cause them to look around and look out of the relationship. You want to keep everything within your relationship, keep it strong, keep it built up, because you don't want to give Satan an opportunity. Singles, you don't want to give Satan an opportunity to use you, use your body. You don't want to give him an opportunity. So you got to keep yourself. And that's why you shouldn't have, you need some godly friends. You need some people that you can be accountable to. You don't need to be hanging out with any and everybody. Don't hang out with all of the single folks that's out there running to the club, running to the men clubs and running to the women clubs and all that kind of stuff, building, you know, your emotional passions and lust and all of that, creating that lust. There's enough of it on TV. There's enough of it already on TV. So to create all that stuff and give you an appetite to be lusting, you got to watch yourself, keep yourself, pray. Not only just pray, keep yourself busy. Find things to do that would be godly. You know, well, I'm bored. I don't have nobody. Well, that's what the Bible says. If you're single, you got time for the Lord's work. You know, yeah. Married folk got to deal with marriage problems and marriage issues. I got to keep this woman happy. She got to keep me happy. We got to deal with one another's emotions and feelings. And she's hot. She's cold. Well, I got the blanket over my head, and I got to deal with that. You single, you got, you turn it up, you cut it up, turn it down, whatever. Else. You don't even need a blanket. You by yourself anyway, so what? What's the difference? You can give time to the Lord. All that time you're talking about being bored, go down to the shelter and give some time. Go to the women's shelter. Go somewhere, do something. Make yourself useful sitting around. Oh, well, I'm going to the club tonight, and I'm going over here tonight. There's plenty to do that can what, enhance your life and your values and enhance your godliness. So I'm sitting around, I'm bored. Go out there and see where some real bored folks are. Let me tell you, there's some folks out there that's bored. There's some folks out there that need some help. There's some folks out there in distress. You might be able to help somebody and plant a seed that would cause somebody else to do it. The single people got an advantage over married people. So married people, we got to deal with all of the stuff, and then we got to deal with all of the issues. Why you spend all the money? How come we broke this week? No, well, we didn't need that. Why you buy that? That was me. Yeah. Oh, want me to talk about it? Yeah. We had issues, big time issues. Because we were raised differently, our values was different. And, you know, I always felt I was going to be rich when I got 25. I'm still working on it, though. I'm still working on it. But we've made it this far, 38 years of marriage. We've hung in there and hung out. Stressed in and stressed out. Stretched this way and stretched that way. I'm telling you about marriage. Sometimes, see, one thing about marriage, you got to be committed because you can walk at any time. Your wife can make you so mad that you want to walk. And your husband can make you so mad till you want to walk. It's in your mind. You can just see yourself walking. Oh, no, there ain't no brother going to speak up now. In their mind, they can see themselves single again. In their mind. But I'm saying that, but it's tough, y'all. It's tough, but it's rewarding. If you're married, hang in there, make it work. See, because if you take the easy way out, you'll always be taking the easy way out. Nobody said it's going to be easy. And all that foolishness that you look at on TV, that stuff is not real. Them folk get paid big money to act. Y'all hear what I say? It's an act. Everybody say it's an act. It's an act. It's an act. It's not real. They get paid to do that. If somebody paying you, you act the way they want you to act, right? That's your job. That's what I'm getting paid for. I can act like I'm committed. I can act like I'm not committed. I can act a fool if I want to. I cannot act one if I want to. I'm getting paid to do what I want to do. So don't base your relationship on that. That's an act. Some movies, what people are doing to do this entertainment. But when they leave there, how come so many of them get divorced? How come so many of them got problems? Now, they can put on a good show on the TV and on the movie and all that, but when it comes to real doing it, they can't do it. Why they can't do it? They got all the script. All they got to do is read the script and live the script, right? But let me tell you, the script doesn't tell you about emotions. The script don't tell you about when you wake up in the morning and you roll over. We close with this, but marriage, as I said before, it's really, you have to work on it because it get monotonous. What do you mean? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Get up at 5 o'clock. Do, 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 do. Got it. Go to work. Come back. All right, home. Go to sleep. Do that. Next day, same thing over and over. That's why marriage is, you have to work on marriage and build it and build it and not let it become so monotonous until it become a routine till you get just tired of the routine. That's why you got to break the routine and do something differently sometime. That's why you got to have some fun and enjoy life and do some things, because if you don't, if you get so routine till you begin to look outside, you give Satan an opportunity to tempt you and draw you away. And single people, you can't let your life get routine. Do something that's going to benefit the kingdom of God. Amen. Spend all your money trying to just make yourself look good for a man. When a man wants you, he wants you. Amen. No, I'm going to say, because when you fix yourself up, I mean, fix yourself up, look good and all that. But let me tell you something. Eventually, he got to see the real you. Yeah. Eventually. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. You all made up, decked down, all that. You think he going to see you when you really, when are you going to be real? Meet him with your makeup off. Nah, y'all don't like me. This real, isn't it? Every time you see y'all going out on a date, you so made up and so pretty and everything in place and everything looking good and all, you know. Do you think that's going to last all the time? What if you get married? When you get married, what's going to happen? You got to go there and pull that stuff off. Let him see you as you are sometimes. I'm not saying get look real. I'm not saying look bad, but I'm saying look. I'm not saying look bad now. But let us see the real you. You know, you can be nice. You can be nice. Be nice. Be decent. Be all that. But be real. You know, underneath all of that, who's the real you? You go on a date, you at your best, you got your best behavior on and all that. Honey, you ain't that way all the time. You know that, don't you? you know you don't use yes all the time. You use yeah. And you don't say no all the time. You say now. Nah. Close. But we are faced with many different things. There is a power to marriage. There is also a possession to marriage. There is a power to singleness. There is a positive attitude that goes with being single. There's a private life that goes with marriage. There's a private life that goes with being single. There's a privilege and extra privilege. There's privileges in marriage. There's also privileges in being single. There's rewards in marriage. There's rewards in singleness. There's a balance in both of these relationships that God can get glory out of. You know what I say? Enjoy whatever state you're in now. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. If you're married, enjoy being married. If you're single, enjoy being single. If you're single, let's say pray. Wait on the Lord. God got somebody, or there is somebody that you will eventually like. You know what I say? Because some of our prayers are not working. You done prayed up on the wrong man. Then prayed and said, this is what the Lord give me. Next time, use common sense. Along with prayer. You prayed and prayed, and this one God sent me. God, this is the man that God sent me. I prayed for him. What in the world was it? Next time use some that. Some folks use this word prayer. I'm praying for him. Praying. Use some common sense to look around. See what's good about him. See what's bad about him. See, can I live with him? What can I put up with this guy? See, it's some stuff you won't put up with. And marriage ain't going to change it. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. It's some stuff you can just put up with. So I can put up with that. I can deal with that. But there are some things you say, I will not put up with. So, you know, you're going into no marriage, talking about I'm going to put up with this and God going to change him. And I'm going, me and God going to change him. Let me tell you what, it won't work. Won't work. Joe boy won't work now, but he looking for a job. If Joe boy looking for a job and he's been looking for a job and you're dating him and he's looking for a job, there are some unfortunate things happen that some people have had jobs and unfortunate things happen and they lost their job. That's fine. But if Joe boy got a record of leaving jobs, everybody's wrong on the job. They fired me because the boss don't like me. If she like that too, boss, my supervisors just don't like me. Nope. There's something wrong with you, and there's something wrong with your boy. Y'all got some problems. Don't go into a marriage with somebody that's saying, well, you know, they always got an excuse and a reason why they're not there. I want to help you today. I want to help you. Father, I thank you today, God, for our people, oh God, that you would help us, God, we can take this little simple message, apply some of it to our lives and make our lives better. God, we're living in perilous times and evil situations. The devil is trying every way he can to destroy our marriages and make mockery of our singles.